Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Doorstep Twins by Rebecca Winters, narrated by Eliza Foss and directed by Drew Sussman.
Chapter 1. I'm sorry, Ms. Turner, but Kyrie Simonides says he can't fit you in today. If you'll come next Tuesday at 3 o'clock... Gabby's hand tightened around the leather strap of her taupe handbag. I won't be in Athens then. The outcome of this visit would determine how soon she left Greece. That was, if she were allowed to see him now. She fought not to lose her composure in front of the retirement-age-looking receptionist, who was probably paid a lot of money not to lose hers. After waiting over 3 hours for him, surely he can take another 5 minutes to talk to me. The woman with heavy streaks of silver in her hair shook her head. It's the weekend. He should have left Athens an hour ago. At 6:20 on a hot Friday evening, Gabby could believe it, but she hadn't come this far to be put off. There was too much at stake. Taking a calming breath, she said, I didn't want to have to say this to you, but he's left me no choice. Please tell him it's a matter of life and death. Because it was the truth and her eyes didn't blink, the receptionist's expression underwent a subtle change. If this is some kind of a joke, I'm afraid it will backfire on you. This is no joke. Gabby replied, standing her ground at 5'5" in her comfortable two-piece cotton suit of pale lemon. She'd already undergone a thorough vetting and security check upon entering the building, so the receptionist knew she didn't pose a threat. After a slight hesitation, the taller woman, clearly in a dilemma, got up from her desk and walked with a decided limp back to her boss's office. That was progress. While businessmen came and went from his private domain on top of the building complex in downtown Athens, she'd been continually ignored until now. If Gabby had just come out with it in the first place, it might not have taken her most of the day to get results. But she'd wanted to protect him. Gabby only knew 3 facts about the 33-year-old Andrea Simonides. First, he was the reputed new force majeure at the internationally renowned Simonides Corporation, whose holdings were tied up in all areas of metallurgy, including aluminum, copper, and plastics. Her source confided that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?